Voters in Sergeant Bluff and Storm Lake will decide tomorrow on school bond issues. School officials say growing enrollment means the districts will run out of space. The bond issue requires a 60% supermajority to win approval. The Sergeant Bluff Luton school system has failed to gain approval for three previous bond issues. Western Iowa Tech Community College is reaching out to countries around the world and bringing international students into the area. WIT President Terry Merle says the school is the only one in North America where South Korea sends students.
We're kind of the Harvard of South Korea, if you will. If you go to any of the schools in South Korea, the hardest shirt to get is a Western Iowa Tech shirt over Harvard and some of the other schools.
This year, the school accepted 80 students from Brazil and Chile to study culinary arts and robotics. Merle says those students are on J-1 visas, which allows them to study and work for 18 months. Then they go back home. The instances of toxic algal blooms are on the rise at Iowa State beaches. The number of swimming advisories would be even higher if the state had followed the federal government's recommended standards. The Iowa DNR decided not to adopt the EPA's more stringent standards for microcystanes, toxins caused by cyanobacteria. If Iowa had adopted the lower level, the state would have had to issue almost two times as many swimming advisories this summer. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.